Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, federally insured by NCUA, by Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports, and by Katzeff Brothers. We remind you to drink responsibly.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. I'm Pete Medhurst. Coming up on the big program, we'll talk about the Houston Cougars who come to town, leaders in the American Athletic Conference Western Division right now. And, of course, one of the potential top five picks in the NFL draft, the great Ed Oliver, coming to town this week. What kind of test does that pose for the midshipmen? Also, a big midweek soccer win for Navy women's soccer. We'll talk about that in detail. What's coming up on the weekend? A big volleyball match on the Patriot League Network. As Navy takes on Lehigh, who battling with the Mids and American for supremacy atop the Patriot League volleyball standings. All that and more coming up on this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. When we come back, we'll talk with head coach Ken Niumatalolo. We'll do that in a moment. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
Since we've had USAA, we've had two claims. We had an auto insurance claim and a homeowner's claim. The auto insurance claim, we were rear-ended, and my daughter was actually in the car when it happened. I called USAA. I downloaded the app, and from there on out, it was a very seamless process. They really understood, and they were actually concerned about my daughter's well-being and her safety.
From the moment he uploaded the photos to taking the damaged vehicle to the auto body and having a rental car there, USAA understands the day-to-day life. This is our home. These are our cars. This is where we pick up our kids from school. This is how we get to work.
I feel USAA is very committed to getting you back on your feet. We're the Bakers, and we're USAA members for life.
See how much you could save with USAA by bundling your auto and home insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Product membership eligibility and bundling savings restrictions apply and are subject to change. Members paid for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliate, San Antonio, Texas.
11 states, 13 institutions. Some of the nation's largest markets. Over 360,000 students. 2.6 million alumni. And 22 championship caliber sports that make up a Power Six conference known across the country as the American.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch who remind you responsibility matters.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Mids getting set for the Cougars of Houston with head coach Ken Niumatalolo. We have often talked, and I was talking with Dale and Ivan about this today, and was listening to people talk about the American in general. I'm not sure if you go back and look at last week and the sustained success now that Temple has had. We've talked about how much it's aided your program. You look at this group that's coming in this week. I mean, you look at the quality of this league and what this league has done for everybody. It's not just Ed Oliver, but it's a really good football team that you guys are going to see coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, Major's done a really good job. Coach Applewhite, you know, in his recruiting and, you know, how he's built his program in 2 years. You know, they've gotten some transfers in. And sometimes, you know, there's a good and bad sometimes a transfer. You know what I mean? Sometimes it can mess up your chemistry. Obviously, can increase your talent level. And he's done a really good job of adding all these really good players. And they're obviously playing under one accord right now. And really tough football team.
You mentioned yesterday on the teleconference, and no doubt spot on, I mean, Ed Oliver is in that Aaron Donald, almost Will Sutton-like class of guys that you all have seen through the years. We saw him at media day, Coach. It doesn't look like he's got an ounce of fat on him. And I thought you brought up a great point about him. He treats play number one of the game and play number 65 of the game the exact same way. He's got an incredible motor. What challenge does that present? Because you know that guy's giving you 100 miles an hour every time.
We're still looking at tape and figuring it out. I mean, it's going to be tough because he plays sideline to sideline. He's relentless. He never stops. You know, and again, I go back to Pete when we played them, you know, 2 years ago here when we beat them. They were in a bare front. So he's a nose guard, and he's got two tackles outside of him. He's making tackles around those guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, to me, that's mind-boggling that he passes all these other guys from the middle and makes, he had like 20 tackles or whatever from the nose guard position. I mean, he's a tremendous talent. I love watching him play. I just don't like playing against him.
Sure. No doubt about that. Look, 2.5 quarters of really good things from your offense this week. Can you build from that as you try to gain some momentum and reestablish some confidence going forward here?
I hope so, Pete. I feel good. At least we played better than Air Force offensively. And so our thing is just some consistency, being able to execute offensively, special teams not giving up big plays, you know, feel like, you know, here we go up 17-7 and we give up a long kickoff return, you know, kind of like how we did against SMU, which kind of took away some of our momentum. You know, we'll play good on defense and then we'll give up like explosive play. You know, just those are the things. I feel like if we can get more consistent offensively, not give it the big plays on defense and on special teams, I think at least will give us a chance to compete.
You guys have almost been a victim of your own success and the level of play that you all have established here. As coaches, when you go back in each week and try to figure out, okay, how do I, you know, allow this unit to get better? How do I make this unit get better? What are the challenges right now in terms of that for you and your position coaches of just trying to make sure people are fundamentally sound and ready to go each and every week? Because there have been times where you could roll your 11 guys out there and you knew they were going to take care of business for you.
Well, I think you always start again. You start always start over. I mean, you always start off on, you know, you come back, look at the film, see where you're at. But I think, again, it's just as simple as just making sure you start off first and foremost that you got a good plan. And then make sure you're playing the right people. And then once you get the right people, making sure that you know exactly, like teaching them or giving them the reps to be prepared for the game and prepare them the best you can. That's really how we've tried to crystallize things, is just making sure proper plan, the right people, and making sure they're prepared. And then you do the best you can. And I'm encouraged because I feel like we're better than we were against Air Force. We played better. You know, I try to take some solace. Hey, we're maybe a couple plays away from being 4-2 as opposed to 2-4. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't give me any solace in being 2-4, but it lets you know we're not far off. But the margin of error of winning and losing in this league and, you know, today's day football, it's minuscule, you know. So we just got to continue to keep pressing forward.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Thanks, Pete.
Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo as the Mids get set for the University of Houston. Fans want to remind you the Naval Academy Business Services Division is the official retailer for the Brigade of Midshipmen. All profits earn fun, club sports, extracurricular activities, and other quality of life events critical in developing midshipmen into our nation's future leaders. So come shop and dine at the Naval Academy and support the Brigade. For more information, go to the Naval Academy's Visitor Center or log on to usnabsd.com. Dale Pearson joins us when we return. We'll talk Navy defense against D. Eric King and the Houston Cougars offense coming up. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Mids getting set for the Temple Owls with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. Okay, now you get Temple playing their best football of the season. This has been a pretty solid group. Why have they presented such a challenge over the last couple of times you all have seen them?
Again, they have a good plan. And for them, they want that challenge. You know, most teams don't want to deal with playing us an option factor and you know, playing physical football. But these guys, they are a running football team, so it's right in their wheelhouse. I mean, they're a physical team. They love playing physical football. They thrive on it. And again, so when we play them, they always bring their lunchbox. My man, they come to play along with good athletes that know what they're doing. Again, it's gonna be a brawl on Saturday.
Has there been a huge difference philosophically on defense from what Jeff Collins is running to what you all saw under Matt Rhule?
No difference at all. I mean, when they came in here for that championship game, my man, it was some smash mouth football, you know, and they got after us, you know. So again, they've done a pretty good job. They're very, very simple on defense. You know, they line up, say, hey, bring it, you know. And again, for us, we have to bring our A game on Saturday. We have to, you know, again, just wipe away the wounds we've we have from last week and just get ready to play football. I mean, a lot more football to be played, a lot more in front of us. We can definitely get this thing turned around. We've done it before, and it needs to be done again.
There's a lot of terrific coaches that sit in this room with you all as you all try to evaluate. And, you know, we've talked about this before. I mean, you know, you've got roughly 4 days to prepare for an opponent. Mm-hmm. You're trying to balance player development with game plan, installation, all that stuff. Granted, most of what you all do is the same every week, so you have a little bit of an advantage there. So maybe not as in-depth as some of these other coaches try to outsmart themselves. But right now, how do you balance that player development and obviously game plan? Because as you and I were just talking, we're looking at that board up there. The next month is brutal stretch of football as this program's probably ever experienced.
I think the way you help our guys is you have to be smart and develop them by making things really simple for them, doing what we do best, let them get good at that. Again, we feel we have a good package on offense. Again, we maybe got to trim it off a little bit, trim off some of the fat, and just try to get back to the basics. I mean, that's where you develop our guys. Over all the years that we've been in this offense, running this offense, it always comes down to just execution, being detailed, doing what we do, and doing it at a very, very high level. You know, and right now, you know, we're just very inconsistent. You know, mm-hmm. So again, we got to get back to being basic, being simple, fundamentals first and foremost in practice. And again, continue to coach it over and over again. Because again, the way we develop these kids, you develop them in your system, and what you do and what you do best. And we have to find a way to get those guys there to that point.
You worried about confidence at all amongst the entire 11? I'm not just talking about your quarterback position. I'm talking about the whole group as a whole right now. You worried about confidence level at all right now with them?
Well, sometimes you look at it. But again, my man, I've always said, you know, it's week to week. Definitely, you know, when you lose a game like that to your rival, devastating loss, you go out there and get your butt handed to you. Definitely, it's a shock to the system, to your manhood. And you know, but again, we have to regroup. It's a lot of football to be played. Some very, very good teams coming up on our schedule. And the best way, I've always said, the best way you deal with the loss and not playing well is to come back that very next week and get a win. Again, the good thing about this profession and coaching this sport and even playing this sport, man, it's week to week. And the best way you deal with it, a loss, is you got to find a way to win the next one.
Mm-hmm. Why has there been a sudden rash of chop block penalties? I know teams send these things just like you all send plays in. I'm sure they send these things in every week. But why all of a sudden has it started to pop up maybe with more frequency right now for this group?
Definitely. We're just lucky to hit at the wrong time. But again, you know, teams you play opponents, you know, they tell the referees to look forward. And again, you know, we don't coach anything like that. We try to teach our kids to, you know, if a player is being blocked, you know, stay up. You know, don't go down low on anybody. But again, it's just a matter of sometimes we feel that the referees are looking for it. Mm-hmm. As soon as they get a first chance to call, they're going to make the call, you know. So, but it sometimes it's a bang bang deal. And there's been times where, you know, our guys definitely were in the wrong and they shouldn't have it. And we definitely address it. But again, sometimes this year it has been called more than often. But I mean, we can't really worry about it. We just have to continue to coach our guys on how to block and when not to go low on anybody and be smart.
It's the toughest part of this is you all sit in this room and plan every day. You know you have stuff that has worked. Mm-hmm. But as you mentioned, the word simplify, is that the toughest thing is to, you know, back off some of the stuff you know has worked that's been maybe an expanded part of the package and maybe go back to simple, fundamental, basic ground floor triple option football?
I mean, it's you know, Sort of like that, because again, you want to be able to do some things that will help keep people off, keep them off balance, make them have to practice more, so they don't get honed in on your base offense, which is what we thought a few years ago when we first started experimenting with getting in the gun, those type of things. But again, you just have to come back and do what you do well. Again, teams are going to work on, you know, what they feel is important. Sometimes we have to figure out by game plan and by when the game starts, what have they worked on and what haven't they worked on, then try to find that part and exploit it. But again, we always come back to being simple. That's always been who we are. And it comes down to, you know what? We run this every single day, and if you can defend it in a week, you know, more power to you. But if not, we're going to come out, and we're going to run our base stuff and get after you.
All right, appreciate it, Tom. Best of luck this week.
All right, man, thank you.
Navy offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper as the Mids get set for the Temple Owls coming up on Saturday. Join us for kickoff set for 3:30. March on a midshipman going to be just after 3 o'clock for those of you heading into the stadium. Coming up, defense with Dale Pearson. We'll talk about that when we return. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Sports Network.
Download Blazin' Rewards, a Buffalo Wild Wings loyalty program where you can earn rewards by eating wings, hanging out with friends, and watching sports. Just sign up at BlazinRewards.com and then keep doing what you're doing. Head to B-Dubs, enjoy the food, enjoy the sports, and earn points. It's that easy. Turn your visits into points and your points into awesome rewards. Buffalo Wild Wings, Annapolis.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport. What premium service is about.
Peanuts or pretzels?
Hi, I'm craving tapas.
In coach?
Some mixed olives, those tiny meatballs, ooh, and tortilla española.
So, peanuts or pretzels?
3 times the points on travel makes everyday experiences feel luxurious. At Navy Federal Credit Union, our members are the mission, which is why the flagship credit card gets you 3 times the points on travel and 2 times the points on all other purchases. Visit NavyFederal.org to learn more. Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the armed forces, the DoD, veterans, and their families, insured by NCUA.
The Naval Academy Athletic Association expects to win at everything they do. Join the Blue and Gold today, and your contribution will help enable our midshipmen to pursue the highest goals possible as members of our varsity or junior varsity teams. For more information, call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or log on to NavySports.com.
This is the Pepsi that your father drank and your grandfather drank.
When I was your age, we were...
This is the Pepsi that your Uncle Ted drank when rock sounded like this. This is the Pepsi for American pastimes. Whether you're tailgating at a speedway or courtside watching your favorite player make a breakaway,
he scores!
This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Bids getting set for the Temple Owls with defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. Maybe a little power football this week with the Owls of Temple, Mr. Armstead, in the backfield coming up this week?
Yeah, they're big, physical, run the ball really well. Armstead's a tremendous back, very fast, strong, runs downhill. You know, he'll get on you in a hurry. Super quarterback, strong arm, and like we saw last year, tremendous receivers.
What's the difference you've seen on film from the September Temple we saw to the one that's playing its best football right now?
Hard to say. I think they started out a little bit more spread, mm-hmm. And slowly have realized they got big tight ends who can block and big linemen that can block. So I think they've started to condense things a little bit.
What have you seen from Russo, the quarterback?
Strong arm, can throw it everywhere. Looks like a really good team leader. Looks like the guys rally behind him, just what you can see on tape. I thought the quarterback they had last year was a really good player. And, now he's the backup. So a tremendous athlete. He's scary.
What do you have to do defensively from a philosophy standpoint? Does much change from – I know there's some option-based stuff you're facing last week, but there's a lot of power from Air Force as well. Is there a huge difference this week schematically for you?
Not mentality. Schematically, a little bit, but mentality, it's about the same. I mean, we're going to have to keep our pads down. We have to stop to run. If they can run the ball, it's going to open up their passing game, which is tremendously dangerous. Mm-hmm. So that's probably the biggest thing. The mentality of both games will be the same. They're very physical.
How do you go to Taylor Heflin and tell him what he did was wrong in his situation? And if anything, as we've been led to believe, the officials probably could have thrown a flag on Hammond for the helmet he delivered on Nash on the exact same play. How do you keep your leading tackler from believing he really didn't do a whole lot wrong there, and that's the way he has to attack that play?
Yeah, I just think it was one of those things that, you don't see very often. I kind of answer it like Kenny answered on Saturday. I'm not really sure what to tell him. His body position was correct. He was going for the hips. The quarterback happened to bend over and duck, and he hit helmet to helmet. So, I'm hoping it's one of those things. The rule hasn't been totally worked out yet, because mm-hmm. I don't know what you would tell a kid in that situation.
I think the toughest part too is on the field, they called nothing, and guy takes the extra looks on the replay. I'd almost say now if the guy they don't call anything on the field, but
for a guy like Heath, I mean, he's a really aggressive player. I anticipate you won't see a change in his mentality. He only really knows the one way to play.
Yeah, I don't think you can, because the beginning of his tackle and his body position was exactly like we coach it to be. So I think it was just one of those things that you hope doesn't happen. You know, I wonder if they would have looked at it if the quarterback had not gotten hurt, if he hadn't laid there hurt. You know, there's a lot of factors. I think it's just hopefully there are some of those things they can work through the rule and make it a little more common sense, maybe.
Yeah, I know in a game like that, there's not a lot of great things to point at because it's such a team game. But I thought Jackson Pittman individually gave you a lot of decent things on Saturday, made a big stop on the fourth down play. And at least through the first quarter of the season, at least to the naked eye, it looks like he's really having a really solid campaign for
you. Yeah, I would say he's probably playing as well as anybody. He's made some really big plays for us. He's played a lot of plays.
Yeah.
I think he's done a tremendous job, really from the beginning to where we are right now.
That's a thankless position, too, because there's not a whole lot of stats to right. Back that up.
Yeah, how many times did you get double teamed?
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. No, he's handled it really well. He's very active for a nose guard. And I think I said in the beginning of the year, if he continues down the track he's on, I think he could be one of the better ones that's ever played here. You know, he's more athletic than Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not as strong right now, but if he'll get in the weight room and continue to work, he can be a really, really good player for us, and has been.
Certainly he'll have to be big this week. Appreciate the time. Best of luck on Saturday.
All right, thank you.
Navy defensive coordinator Dale Pearson, and of course, challenge for any defender right now, how to tackle without getting called for targeting. It truly is amazing. Taylor Heflin, they'll be back for the mids on Saturday, and they'll need him against that tough running game from Temple. Coming up, we'll shine the light on Navy volleyball. Kelsey Kingsland joins us after the mids beat Lafayette on Tuesday night. All that and more coming up next on the Navy Sports Magazine, the Navy Sports Network. Welcome back. Mids improved to 14-6, 6-1 in Patriot League play with a win over Lafayette tonight, joined by Kelsey Kingsland. Lafayette got really scrappy in that third set there. A little bit tougher than you guys maybe expected tonight?
Yeah, just a little bit. They came out and picked up some crazy digs that we weren't expecting, and they were putting away some balls out of some hitters that we didn't scout for. So they definitely surprised us at the end, and we had to pull it together.
You guys have played a lot of volleyball here lately. I mean, 3 matches now in 5 days. But coming off of the American match, because you play such a 5-set marathon there, it's a hard match. What's been the key for you guys to come back and play these last 3 matches cleanly and getting 3 victories? Because losing a match like American sometimes can beat you twice, but you guys didn't let that happen.
Yeah, so we knew coming into this weekend we had Colgate, who is a very good team, and so we prepared and scouted them all week, and then Army, which is a huge rival for us, and that just hypes anybody up. The crowd got us going, everything. Mm-hmm. And so coming here for a Tuesday game is a little bit different, but we just came in and we said we get Wednesdays off, so we're like, use this and give it all we got, because we had a hard weekend and proved to them what we really are. So
how electric was this place Saturday to play in that environment?
It was amazing. It was my first time in the Army match, and like, it's an unforgettable experience.
For this team, so much is expected. You guys expect a lot of yourselves.
Yeah.
You challenge yourselves on a daily basis. What's it been like to adjust to a new coach? But yet, when you look at coach's resume, it certainly speaks for itself. What has that transition been like for you all?
It's been pretty seamless, honestly. We had Coach Bach, who's amazing, mm-hmm. and he pretty much handpicked our Coach Paco, and he's come in, he's had the same game plan, he's trusted the seniors, we've been here, we know what to do, and so he's basically kind of not stepping on anybody's toes, and we've just been following his lead, and he's been doing awesome.
All right, congratulations on the victory. We'll see you Saturday.
Thank you.
Navy outside hitter Kelsey Kingsland, volleyball team, again, just continuing a great run. Larry Bach did a marvelous job with the program, and now Paco Labrador in his first season doing the same thing, carrying that great momentum that they established a year ago off of that great senior class they had last year, and now, this year, senior class doing the same thing and playing very well inside the Patriot League, taking care of their business, doing it very efficiently after losing to American last Sunday. Straight set wins over the Black Knights of Army Colgate and Lafayette as they continue their winning ways. That'll do it for our program this week. As always, we appreciate you taking the time to join us. Don't forget, need you at Glenwater Soccer Facility Friday night. Navy Women's Soccer taking on Army. If you're a men's fan, they are at Talon Energy Stadium, the home of the Philadelphia Union, also on Friday night. Both of those games at 7 o'clock. Go to NavySports.com for more information. Our thanks to Bill Lusby for all of his assistance. I'm Pete Methurst. We'll see you next week for this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today. Federally insured by NCUA, by Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about, and by USAA. We know what it means to serve.